Welcome to the On the Road to Freedom podcast. We're so glad you joined us today. We can't wait to get into the Word with you and share some truth that's going to change your life. Make sure and hit the subscribe button and help us spread the word by rating and reviewing the show. You can also connect with us at mylan.org for more helpful resources. Now, let's get into today's show.
Well, welcome to On the Road to Freedom. And we are filming in the beautiful location, Paradise, Heaven on Earth. We're in Maui.
Hallelujah.
We are so thankful. We are just grateful to the Lord for this beautiful day.
We've got
a little overcast today, which is kind of nice because it's cooler. And we are all very thankful for the cooler weather.
got burned a little bit this week filming. Yeah.
Right. And now we know our iPads will be fine. Our cameras will be fine. So we're just excited about today. We're excited that you joined us today. Thank you. We want you to know this show is for you. John 8:31-32, Jesus said, if you will continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Amen.
So the more that we continue in the word of God, which is what you've chosen to do today by watching this show, the more that we continue, the freer we get. So praise God, we're all on that road to freedom, and we're getting freer every day. Amen.
Every day.
Amen. Well, today we have a wonderful subject for you that has been life-changing for us, a prayer that we began to pray this year, and we saw an immediate turnaround in our finances.
Yes.
In supernatural increase. Amen, honey.
Amen. Today's message is called Send Now Prosperity, and it's about how God wants you blessed.
Yes.
Before you make any decisions about whether prosperity is from the Lord or not, please listen to what He said about this.
Yeah.
Because I was raised in poverty and we just had no choices. I mean, when you live in a trailer and you got roaches and you have to buy food, you work, but you don't get to buy pretty clothes or a cool motorcycle or something. You have to spend your money on food. I mean, you just don't have any options.
Yeah.
Going on a vacation meant going to your uncle's house.
Your grandpa's house.
And sleeping on the floor with, you know, your cousins on some blankets in the floor.
Right.
It didn't mean going to the beach. It didn't mean ever seeing anything like this.
Right, you're right.
You know? So God has a plan for you. Let's start with Psalm 118 and verse 24. I believe that this is going to be life-changing for you if you get this revelation today.
Amen.
This is the day. People quote this all the time. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we quote that and then stop there. But listen to the next verse. Oh, Lord, save now, we beseech you. If you're in a situation where you need God's help, that'd be a good one to be praying. But don't stop there. Oh, Lord, we beseech you, send now prosperity and give us success. Now that's a prayer that God put in His Word so that we would know how to talk to Him about success, about prosperity. Divine dreams are big.
Yeah.
We're talking to you about this today because this is something we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just manufacture money, and we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to beg people for it. We're not going to, you know, sell the plastic Jesus glows in the dark when you plug him in the wall. We're not into all that religious junk. You know, we believe in sowing and tithing and believing, and that's what not your giving makes me prosper. My giving makes me prosper.
That's the truth.
If I'm a generous giver, I'll prosper. It won't matter whether you give generously or not. My prosperity comes from me obeying God and trusting Him, and so does yours.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do something for God, I don't know if you've noticed, but He never tells you to do something you already know how to do. He starts there. It starts at something small, and as you become faithful in little things, those dreams and those visions that He gives you get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And there comes a place where you have to do it by faith because you just don't know how to do it any other way.
Yeah.
Absolute trust. What does it mean to live by faith? Absolute trust and dependence on Him alone to fulfill that vision that He gave you.
Yes.
In other words, yes, God, I'm willing to do my part, but you know I don't know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I don't have the experience I don't have the finances, or I don't have the understanding
or education.
Yet. But, sir, I'm willing to step out by faith and do what you told me to do and believe that you'll supply all my needs according to your education. Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This God-given dream that God gave me and Christy, it's no different than anything that you may be wanting to do. It requires a huge increase in our abilities, opportunities, finances, creative ideas for fulfillment. So this prayer in Psalm 118 is what the Lord showed us to pray.
Yes.
We had no choice.
We
could not do this show with the finances that we had had for the last 25 or 30 years. I've been born again since 1980. And, you know, in those 38 years, the finances have never been what we would need to do this year. Never. We've never had one year that was, we've had one year that was about half of what was needed this year. But we would have had to double, literally, for us to accomplish what God's placed before us. So prosperity is something, it's not a matter of us wanting it. It was a matter of needing. The good news about need
is, to do God's will.
Yeah,
right.
God promised that He would supply our needs.
Right.
According to His riches and glory. So we have a right then to look in His Word, find where He discussed how to increase supernaturally and how to get from here to there. Now, people come after you. When you start teaching prosperity, there's a lot of people that get rowdy about that. I don't know why. I mean, I guess they want us to preach that God wants you broke and He wants you living in an old ready out, you know, apartment somewhere and never having any hopes and dreams. Can't send your kid to school and can't buy your wife anything pretty and can't take care of your mama when she's elderly and sick. That is not the God I serve, and that's not what the Bible says.
That's right.
Bible says God loves you, and He wants you blessed. Jesus said, I'm going away to prepare a mansion. And my Father's house are many mansions. There's no little cabins in the corner of Glory Land. There's no trailers in heaven. There's no little, you know, God loves you. He wants you to have His best. In fact, He told us to pray that it would be at your house on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
And in heaven, we're going to be blessed.
There's
not going to be anybody broke and divorced and diseased and depressed. Not in heaven, praise God.
Oh, amen. You know, this one is so important because if you look at this prayer, it began with being thankful. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And the reason why this is so key is every time you bring a request to the Lord, you always need to enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. That means we come into His presence by being thankful and be appreciative for what He's already done. So I love that this verse begins with, we rejoice, we are glad in this day. So Lord, we beseech You. Now, this part is so important because I looked this up. You may not know what that means. It simply means, please, Lord.
Yes.
Please, Lord. Save us now. Please, Lord.
Need.
Deliver us. Yes. And send now prosperity. Prosperity just means the resources that we need to overcome, to have victory, to walk in Your best, to do Your will. And they're saying, please, Lord, give us success. They were about to enter into battle. And they were facing an enemy that the Lord told them to face and conquer. They were asking the Lord. They were coming into His presence with thankfulness and appreciation. And then they were asking Him for help. Send now prosperity and grant us success. And Mylon and I, we just, our hearts related to this heart cry of this prayer for this show. Because we knew we were about to step out into something that was the unknown. We had never done this before. This was a huge step of faith, and the timing was now. So this, for us, was a perfect prayer that we believe the Lord instructed us in. Send now prosperity, please, Lord, and grant us success. And we have seen it turn. From the moment we began to pray this prayer, the Lord began to grant us success, and prosperity began to come in to meet the needs for the show.
Sure.
Amen.
But that's not all. Now, this is important that you understand this. Success, to me, does not mean that we get more money and I get a raise.
Right.
That's not success.
Right.
Because God's will And my will is that we would have millions of people come to Jesus and enter into the kingdom of God and grow up in the things of God so that they can minister to their family and their friends before
it's
too late, before Jesus comes.
Yes, that's it.
That's great success.
Yes.
Now, I have a right to ask God for that because it's not for me.
Right.
I mean, if we were saying, oh, Lord, we want a big house with a new car and drive a fence, have a flat screen TV, I'm going to be honest with you, I had that a while ago. Those things are not, I mean, in rock and roll, I lived in some castles.
Yeah.
Man, riding in Rolls Royces and Lear Jets and limousines constantly. And with I knew people that were worth $100 million. Some rock and roll musicians that were very close friends of mine, two of them billionaires with a B. Now, from writing songs and from producing records and from doing concerts, I'm not talking about, and all I can tell you is in all those years, I didn't see anybody that wasn't depressed. Why were we all taking drugs to make it through the night? Because our families were falling apart. There was no love. God is love. There was a lot of people sleeping together, but there were not a lot of people in love. Money can't buy the true riches.
Right.
So that's not what we're talking about.
No.
Money, it's a part of prosperity, and we need it. My salary was set in this ministry 27 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, the last time we changed it. But if I don't get paid this year, we told the Lord, it's okay. I'll be 74 in a few months. I already am blessed. My mother's in heaven. My daughter and her husband have a band called the Newsboys. They're blessed. It's not like I need anything or want anything. All I want is to give more.
Yes.
I want to be able to support more ministries, and I want to be able to support this ministry personally in such a way, which we do.
Mm-hmm.
We tithe, our ministry tithes.
Yes.
We personally give when God tells us. In fact, when he told us to do this TV show, he instructed us, you're going
to
need more money.
Right.
The first thing you need to do is sow. And we ask him what and when and where and who.
Right.
And he told us, and we did those things, and immediately his word started working.
Right.
You give, it'll be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Now, it has come in slowly, and we don't have a ton of money in the bank or anything, but and these cameras that you're watching on, they were borrowed from Brother Copeland's ministry. We don't own our own yet, but we will soon.
Yes,
we
will.
We own these microphones. We own some lighting.
Yes.
We're slowly, each month as possible, we don't ever borrow money. We don't ever go in debt. So we wait on the Lord. We have to rent some stuff, maybe. It's okay. We rent a house or a place to film from. That's just what we do. But here's what's exciting. He has met all of our needs. We don't owe any man anything but love. We've been on TV now for about a year by the time you see this. And the bottom line is everything's paid for.
Yeah, praise God.
And we are not in debt to anybody. Now, we are going to need God's help this month, just like always, but we live by faith. And our faith is in a faithful, loving master. Our God is faithful.
And we share that.
He sends now prosperity. Amen. Go ahead, my love.
And we share that with you because we know, we want you to know, we're believing God every month, every year for increase, just like you are, to do His will. But the purpose of prosperity is that we are blessed to be a blessing. The purpose of prosperity is so that we can establish His covenant in the earth.
Amen.
So that the gospel goes forth into all the nations. So it doesn't mind if you have those things. God has given you richly all things for your enjoyment.
That's it.
He doesn't mind if you have things. He just doesn't want the things to have you. So that's why we encourage you today to believe God for prosperity, first and foremost, so that you can be a blessing. And we also want to encourage you that to confirm this, that Psalm 112 says that a righteous man is one who honors the Lord by delighting to do His will.
Yes.
And several times in that passage, it says that a righteous man is a generous giver. And then because of those right choices he has made, then prosperity and welfare, this is in verse 3, prosperity and welfare, wealth and riches are in His house, and His righteousness endures forever. Now, this is so important for you to understand because he was a wealthy man, prosperous. Wealth and riches were in His house, and His righteousness stayed intact.
Yes.
It did not affect His righteousness to be a wealthy man.
And some people think in order to be humble, you need to be poor.
Yes.
And some people do need to be poor to be humble, but that's not good.
Yeah.
It would be so much better if you could be really, really wealthy and be humble.
Yes.
That's the will of God. And it should be easy to stay humble.
Yeah.
If I'm blessed, it's not because I'm smarter than everybody else. I'm not.
Right.
I've
got
high school education.
Yes.
It's not like I have all these skills. Man, we get this IT stuff. My phone would do 100 things I don't know how to do. And I've read the manual and still don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm smarter than everybody else, but I am blessed because of God. So if I have anything, how can I get proud over it?
Right.
If it came from God.
Him. That's right.
He deserves the glory
all
and the honor
glory.
For it. And
yeah.
He also can spend it. If it's in my pocket,
right.
He can use it any way He wants to. All He's got to do is say, give it to that guy or that girl. Or,
right.
You know, that's His business.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody wants to be loved. I don't know about you, but I need to be loved. Everybody does. Everybody's looking for love.
Yeah.
And that's what this TV show is all about.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to change their life unless they really get the revelation that God truly loves them.
That's right. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life."
Amen.
So you can help us share the love of Jesus around the world by joining Team Milan. And you just go to milan.org and click on Team Milan today.
Some people think that you can't be a generous giver, but I just want to remind you, Jesus said He was watching people who came into the temple, and a little lady came in and gave 2 pennies.
Right, right.
And Jesus said, that's the most generous offering I've seen today, because she was really poor.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. You can be in terrible poverty. I was. When I started, I had made a lot of money in rock and roll and wasted it all. I mean, when you're a heroin addict, you make stupid decisions. You're wasting all your money on dope, and there were just other crazy, you know, going into bars every night. They're not giving that stuff away. And I just made stupid decisions and bad investments, and I came into the kingdom with nothing, a janitor, making $175 a week at my church, and started over. But I became a tither.
Right.
In 1980, I started investing first into the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Yes, that's good.
My first fruits. Now, it was only that on $175, my tithes was $17.50 a week.
Yeah, wow.
That's not much.
Mm-mm.
But it turned my whole life around.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here today.
That is so good.
It's a lot of years later, but I'm sitting here today. And I don't owe any man anything but love. That's a miracle, people.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not saying I'm a multimillionaire. I'm not. I'm just saying I have everything I need. My wife is happy. We're content. We don't need to buy anything to be happy. It wouldn't make us any happier. I've had a bunch of toys. They don't make your life better. They're just more to keep up with. In fact, you can have so much that you become a maintenance man. Every day you just get up and have to take care of the stuff. So God wants you blessed. You want to share that in Isaiah 48, my
love? Sure. It says here in Isaiah 48, 17 and 18, "I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit."
That's it.
"Praise God, who leads you in the way that you should go." Now this next part's real important. He says to the children of Israel, "Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments." The Word of God, the instructions we receive in His Word, they're commandments, they're not suggestions.
That's right, babe.
And when we do things God's way, we will be blessed. So He says to the children of Israel, "Oh, that you had paid attention to my instructions. Then your peace and prosperity would have been like a flowing river. God was ready to just overtake them with peace.
That's right.
And with prosperity. If they had just listened to His instructions, He was ready to teach them how to profit, how to increase. He is the one who will give us those creative concepts and creative ideas and witty inventions. He is ready to teach us to profit if we will listen and receive His instructions.
That's right.
Amen. But this is so good. What I love about this is, did you notice that peace and prosperity go together?
Yes.
And this is key, because if you're prospering without peace, well, you're not, that's not real, true,
well, I mean, that's what
godly
I showed
prosperity.
You. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Right,
and,
right.
And when I was living in England in a castle, no peace.
Yes.
Lots of money. Buy any toy, anything. Problems. You can buy some new problems, some bigger, fancier, higher tech problems, but no peace.
Right.
No, nothing but chaos.
So God's prosperity always includes His peace.
His perfect peace.
His perfect peace. And this is key too, that He's ready to give you, you know, when He says, my peace and prosperity would have flowed like a river, well, that's an unending supply. That's the kind of peace and prosperity He's ready to give you today. In the Strong's Concordance, peace or shalom means completeness. Prosperity is included in the definition of peace, God's peace. Perfectness, fullness, rest, and harmony. The absence of agitation or discord. That's so good.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Nothing missing.
Nothing broken. Hallelujah.
Nothing out of order in your life. Peace, prosperity, health.
Yeah.
And the true riches. What are the true riches? Again, we're not talking about money, but this is included in prosperity.
I had rather
have her be in love with me and believe I'm a good, honest man, and my daughter. I'd rather have friends who know that if it... am I perfect? No, definitely not. Anybody who spends a whole lot of time with me will see all my faults and weaknesses and the things that aggravate people. We all have those.
Sure, we do. That's right.
But if they see that, if push came to shove, I would be there and I'd have their back.
Amen.
If they don't see that kind of human being in me, then I don't have the true riches. If my wife couldn't relax and rest in the fact that I always put her first, I don't make any decisions on this earth that I don't consider how it's going to affect her. The only decisions that we make that we refuse to check out how it's going to affect us is when God tells us to do something. We live by faith, which means we've already settled that issue. We believe that God is good. We believe that He loves us. We believe He's going to prove it every day.
Yes, we believe it.
Now, if we believe that, then we can have the true riches. Let me read you this last verb. Proverbs 10 and verse 22 explains the blessing of the Lord.
Yes,
what is the blessing
so
of the Lord? It makes truly,
truly
rich.
Truly.
And He adds no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. Having three jobs won't make you have
so
more
good.
Prosperity.
Amen.
It'll just make you tireder. Giving and tithing.
Yes.
And being wise, taking the word of God and not getting in debt. When it says don't borrow so much money that you're paying, I mean, if you run your credit cards up where you can't pay them at the end of the month, then that interest rate goes from whatever it was up to about 30%, 29 point whatever percent. If you're having to pay the credit card company 30%, no wonder you can't give God 10%. But if you give God His 10%, the tithe of the first fruit of your life, and then do what He tells you, you'll never give 30% building banks somewhere. No, you'll use that 30% to build your home, and you'll get it paid for.
Mm-hmm.
God's way is always the best way. Truly rich includes what money can't buy. Peace, health, safety, harmony in our relationships.
Yes, that's right.
In addition... Yeah. God's way doesn't require us working more hours. That's truly rich.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord. Now, we have a team, and they pray for us, and we pray for them.
Yes.
They sow in our ministry because they believe that what we're doing and the way we're doing it, it's a little different than the way the others do it. Everybody does what they think is important, and the segment of society that we believe we're called to reach, we're going about it a little different. And if you approve of that, if you think it's important that the millions of people who fall in this segment of society that we have an opportunity to reach, then you might ought to join Team Mylan. If you're an investor, then you understand the importance of investing first in the kingdom
in the
of
kingdom.
God.
Yes.
There is no stock on the earth that's 1,000,000% guaranteed except the kingdom of God. Man, that's a bond that pays the best dividends you'll ever get. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, that's right. And when you make the investment in the kingdom of God, get ready because the Lord is going to teach you to profit. Get ready for uncommon favor, witty inventions, creative concept. The peace and prosperity of God is going to flow like a river.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you need some more information, we've got a teaching CD called Faith for Supernatural Increase.
That's right.
You need to get that. Mm-hmm. It would be a good investment to give you more of this information.
Yes.
And I want to close with this. According to Psalm 35:27, it's time to shout for joy and be glad and say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Man.
Who takes pleasure.
I'm experiencing the presence of God, baby.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Let the Lord be magnified,
who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants.
We should say that continually.
Yes.
Because that is how God has fun. He wants to bless you and prosper you.
Yes.
All you got to do is be willing to serve him.
Amen.
We love you. Don't forget to stay in the Word because that will keep you
on the road to freedom.